Let's start this segment with what might be the most purely speculative but genuinely engaging financial story of the week. 12 AI models, applying a Bayesian probabilistic framework, collectively estimated that the probability of Satoshi Nakamoto's approximately 1.1 million dormant Bitcoin ever being moved is under 5%. For context, at current prices, that Bitcoin is worth somewhere in the range of $100 to $110 billion, an essentially unclaimed fortune that has sat untouched since 2010. The AI models considered scenarios including key loss, Satoshi's death, voluntary inaction, and deliberate philosophical commitment to never spending it. The result says more about the collective weight of those scenarios than it does about a definitive answer, but it's a striking exercise in probabilistic reasoning about mystery.
The Young Washington film is culturally significant for a specific reason. It's the first major theatrical release to voluntarily disclose using AI in exactly 100 production shots. The film is biographical, presumably covering the early life of George Washington, released on the 4th of July, and the creative team's choice to count and disclose the AI shots rather than obscure them is a bet that transparency is better positioning than ambiguity. Whether that's commercially smart depends on whether audiences care, and the early evidence is mixed. Some vocal creative communities have strong views, most general audiences do not.
The Freedom 250 stage accident, a panel that nearly crushed dancers during the rehearsal for the administration's July 4th celebration, is the kind of incident that would generate enormous coverage in any other context. The event itself, with its SSA newborn card giveaway and various administration branding elements, is clearly conceived as a major public spectacle. A near-miss safety incident at the rehearsal raises questions about the planning and production standards applied to large public events.
Now for the What If We're Wrong segment. And I want to pick the claim that has the most confident backing this week, the thesis that AI infrastructure stocks are the place to be, and that the companies building the physical and semiconductor layer of AI, the Broadcoms, the Microns, the data center REITs, are going to outperform the AI application layer for the foreseeable future. UBS put a formal stamp on this thesis this week. The market consensus has been building for 18 months. The logic seems airtight. AI model training and inference requires massive computing resources, and the companies supplying those resources capture value regardless of which AI application wins.
It does seem like a solid thesis. The historical analogy is the California Gold Rush. The people who sold picks and shovels reliably made money, while individual prospectors faced much more variable outcomes. What would have to be true for this to be wrong?
Several things. First, if AI model efficiency improves faster than computing demand grows, and there's actual evidence this is happening, the amount of hardware needed per unit of AI output could decline dramatically. Anthropic's Claude and similar models are reportedly achieving equivalent performance with meaningfully fewer parameters than earlier generations. If that efficiency trajectory continues, the demand for raw compute doesn't scale the way infrastructure investors are pricing in. Second, the customer vertical integration threat we discussed with Broadcom is real and accelerating. Google has its TPUs. Amazon has Trainium. Microsoft has co-developed custom silicon. If hyperscalers increasingly build their own chips rather than buying from specialized vendors, the picks and shovels providers start looking more like the companies that sold picks to people who then built their own pick factories.
There's a third risk that I think gets underweighted: the assumption that current AI training architectures are the dominant paradigm for the next 5 years. If a fundamentally different computational approach, neuromorphic computing, optical computing, something currently in a research lab, proves sufficiently capable, the massive investments in current GPU-based infrastructure could depreciate faster than expected. History suggests that computing paradigms do shift, and the shift to transformer-based AI happened relatively quickly from the perspective of infrastructure investors who'd bet on other architectures.
What would we watch for as an early signal that the thesis is cracking? I'd look specifically at whether any of the large language model labs publicly announces a training run that achieved a meaningful capability improvement while using significantly less compute than the previous generation. That would be the concrete indicator that efficiency gains are outrunning raw infrastructure demand. The ByteDance research on AI agent learning curves is actually relevant here. If agent systems become more capable without requiring proportional increases in inference compute, the infrastructure demand curve flattens. If we see two or three consecutive quarters where the hyperscalers report declining capital expenditure on AI infrastructure rather than the continuous increases they've been announcing, that would be confirmation that the efficiency or demand balance has shifted.
That's a genuinely measurable signal. Watch the hyperscaler CapEx announcements in Q3 and Q4 2026. If they start flattening, the infrastructure thesis needs serious re-examination.